Part 3. Conquest. Chapter 28. Mejan Quad curled her headdress in recognition at Nen Yim as she entered the laboratory.
"Detail your progress, adept," the master said.
Her tone was curt and her tendrils suggested irritation.
"We made good progress in your absence, master," Nen Yim said cautiously. "I think with only minor genetic adjustments, the memory implants will be permanent. She resists them less than she did when last you were here."
"Yes," Mejan Quad replied, anger twitching her tendrils. "Valuable days missed." She turned to Nen Yim.
"But at least you were here, my adept,
and competent to carry on." Nen Yim watched Mejan Quad cross to the vivarium. The Jedi still had a blank look most of the time, but now and then Nen Yim thought she saw something working behind those alien green eyes, something more Yuuzhan Vong than human.
"Can you tell me your name?" Mejan Quad asked the Jedi.
Only a slight hesitation this time.
"Rina,"
the Jedi said.
"My name is Rina."
"Very good, Rina.
Did Nen Yim explain what has been done to you?"
"A little."
"Tell me what you remember." "The infidels captured me as a child, at the rim of their galaxy. They made me look like one of them and gave me false memories with their Jedi powers."
"This seems right to you?"
"Not always. Sometimes I think I am..."
She gasped and clenched her hands.
"Someone else."
"The infidel conditioning was excellent. Before we rescued you, they tried to wipe your mind clean. There was much damage."
"I feel that," the Jedi answered.
"There is something I need to know," Mejan Quad replied.
"You were born with certain powers. You were taught lies about these powers, but we are attending to that. What I fear, Rina, is that your injuries may have crippled those powers."
"I cannot even think of them," the Jedi said. Small droplets of water formed in the corners of her eyes and ran down her face.
"I'm going to help you with that," the master said.
She gestured to make the vivarium opaque to sound and spoke to Nen Yim.
"Quiet the provoker, Spine Ray."
Nen Yim started.
"Master, that might not be wise. She still has moments when she asserts her real identity. We have closed most of those neural paths, but if we remove the promise of pain, the new memories are in place for now, yes?
They seem to be working quite well.
They will keep her in check. This will not take long."
"This will confuse her," Nen Yim argued.
"It might set us back. Who is master here, adept?"
Mejan Quad asked brusquely.
"Are you seriously questioning my expertise?"
Nen Yim quickly genuflected.
"I am pitiable, master. Of course I shall do as you say. I merely wished to voice my concerns."
"They are noted. Now silence the Spine Ray." Nen Yim did so, and Mejan Quad once again made the membrane permeable to sound. She produced a small stone from her Ujith's pouch and placed it on the chamber floor.
"Once you could lift a stone like this with your will," she told the Jedi. "I wish to see you do so now."
"I will have to call upon false memories," the Jedi moaned.
"Painful ones."
"We embrace pain," Mejan Quad said.
"Your resistance to it is a human weakness implanted in you."
"Do as I say."
"Yes, master,"
the Jedi replied. She fixed her gaze on the stone and closed her eyes. She winced, but then her face smoothed, and the stone lifted from the floor as if grasped in an invisible hand. Mejan Quad barked a brief, victorious laugh.
"Nen Yim," she commanded, "map the brain areas showing the most activity."
"Yes, master."
"Rina, you may lower the stone now."
Obediently, the stone sank back to the floor.
"It didn't hurt," the Jedi said. "I thought it would hurt."
"You see? Your cure is progressing well. Soon you will remember everything about your life as a Yuuzhan Vong."
"I wish..."
The Jedi trailed off wistfully.
"What?"
"I feel like I'm two halves of two different people, glued together," she said.
I wish I were whole again. You will be, Mejan Quad answered. Before you know it, you will be. Now, if you could lift the stone again, please. Clearly, these abilities aren't located in a single brain center any more than they are generated by an organ, Mejan Quad said later, as they looked over the results of their experimentation. Her Jedi powers are distributed in the neural net somehow, non-localized. The commands come from this lobe in the front of her brain, obviously, which is where most of her coherent thought occurs as well. And yet there is also considerable activity in the hind brain.
Perhaps her control emanates from modified muscular systems, Nenyim suggested.
I see no evidence that this young female has been modified in any way, and the infidels have shown only the most rudimentary knowledge of biology.
I meant modified by selection from generation to generation.
Selective breeding? Interesting. We know from our infidel sources that this force runs more strongly in some families than others, and that Jedi often mate with Jedi. Her tentacles knotted in frustration. We need more Jedi, a larger sample. The incompetence of warriors. She suddenly tremored and reached her eight-fingered hand to her head. It is time. I must have the Va tumor removed. Yet another despicable delay.
Nenyim gave her master a puzzled look.
I thought that's where you've been, having the Va tumor removed.
Mejan Quad's eyes went to slits.
What?
Why did you think that?
You were gone for two cycles, master.
Indeed. Engaged in meaningless political exercises with Master Yal Thoth. He called via Villip for a formal convocation of masters on the matter of delegating responsibilities on the new world ship. I was forced into a ritual seclusion, and at a quite inconvenient time.
But the assistant you sent said nothing of that. He did say you were having your Va tumor removed.
That had a remarkable effect on Mejan Quad. Her tendrils fell limp, and her tone went colder than frozen nitrogen.
What? Assistant. Sun? I know no one by that name, Mejan Quad said.
But he told me you sent him.
And that I was having my Va tumor removed?
Yes. But he knew things about me, about what we do here.
Mejan Quad folded down to a sitting mat and rubbed her head.
No, she sighed. He guessed that we were engaged in heresy, and you confirmed it. The convocation was a ruse to keep me busy. Yal Thoth now has his evidence, thanks to you.
No.
Oh, I'm afraid so, a voice from the doorway boomed. Nenyim spun to see Commander Sok Vuta, standing in the doorway, an escort of his personal guard just behind him. Mejan Quad drew herself to her full height.
This is a Shaper Damutek. You do not have my permission to enter it.
I do not need it, the commander replied. I have the authority of Master Yal Thoth. I'm also afraid I must take both of you captive and search your chambers for evidence.
Evidence of what? Accuse us, Mejan Quad snapped. Do not insult us with captivity without challenging.
The accusation is heresy, of course, Sok Vuta replied. An accusation readily borne out by the evidence, I feel certain.